You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
And I'm Joni Harwell.
Which means it is Tuesday, and we are continuing our History of KFUO series with special guests from our KFUO past. And we're going to dig into that with a very familiar voice here on KFUO in just a moment. Thanks to Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. You can find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us today, Dr. Mary Mond-Simon, former host of Front Porch Parenting for quite a run on KFUO, about 15 years. Dr. Simon, thank you so much for being our guest today.
I'm delighted to be here.
So let's talk about your time with KFUO. When did you first become involved with KFUO?
June 1998 was the first time for Front Porch Parenting. But actually, I had driven over from Belleville, where my husband was pastor at Galilee Lutheran for 30 years. I drove over from Belleville for the morning show, often with Paul Clayton. And that was always a fun experience. You never knew what was going to happen. But then we started Front Porch Parenting. And I think the thing about that was that it wasn't just parents who were raising kids, but it was so many people, so many listeners of KFUO who were involved in raising children in some aspect or another. You know, it was neighbors down the street who were seeing kids come home from school. It was grandparents, aunts, uncles. So many of us were really involved in raising the next generation of kids. So we had a diverse kind of listenership, and that continued for a lot of years.
And I think, Mary, your gift with Front Porch Parenting that you shared with our listeners, it was so helpful to them. I mean, I remember people saying, I heard this on Front Porch Parenting. You know, this helped me with my children or my grandchildren. It really was a blessing to our listeners to be able to receive those little hints or tips from Mary on how to do parenting.
Well, and that's what the goal was. It was really expert advice from a friendly shoulder. My doctorate was in early childhood. I had 3 children in 3.5 years. I was a busy mom too. And so I could really identify with our listeners. And they always had practical ideas to take away. I would script everything, and we had 53 to 55 seconds a day on weekdays for almost those 15 years, as Andy mentioned. And I would always make sure there were some practical takeaway. It was just a minute long because that's all the time we had. And we're still busy today. No, that's one thing that hasn't changed at all.
Yeah, talk some more about what you wanted listeners to gain from this program. Why was this such an important thing for you to be sharing with the listeners on KFUO?
That's a great question, because this was in the time before chat rooms, before the online networks where people go now for those practical ideas. What will help me in the next moment or the next time I see a child or interact with a child? And now that information is at your fingertips. It's the support networks that are built in through technology. And we didn't have those years ago. So a program like Front Porch Parenting, which is probably one of the reasons that it was picked up by over 300 stations. I mean, talk about the worldwide ministry of KFUO. It really was. And that was one of the exciting things for me because, you know, as a mom who put kids down to bed every night, as an educator, to know that these tips were helping other people who are doing exactly what I was doing.
How does God's word and how did your faith shape what you were doing with Front Porch Parenting?
Oh, my faith is the lens through which I look through everything. And that's true for all of us. It gives us a perspective. And I think now with the moral shift that we've had in society, we really need to look through that lens through which we're seeing life itself every day kind of unfold in front of us. How are we viewing the world? We're viewing it through a Christian-shaped lens.
Well, you know, Mary, that's why I think your program was so important, because you talk about chat rooms today. Those are great. But when you came on the air, listeners knew this is Mary. She's going to tell us from her Christian point of view. She's not going to be bringing out all these other secular ideas. She's going to be teaching us about Jesus and how to work with our families as Christians. And that was a key thing. And I think the other key thing was the fact that just not Front Porch Parenting, but you had books that these people could use in their families with their children. So there was constant, you were providing them constantly with a way to help their families.
Yeah, and that was part of that whole outlook. And interestingly enough, we had two books, Front Porch Parenting, that came out of the program, a hardbound through a Christian book club and a paperback. And so we had tens of thousands of people who were getting some of the Front Porch messages, you know, in written form too. So that was a fun part of it. But I think after Front Porch Parenting, that whole trend toward looking at the front lines of families from Front Porch Parenting, then I went on to the 5-minute program. It was called Moments for the Family every Wednesday with Gary Duncan, who was our original engineer for Front Porch Parenting. So it was kind of like the KFUO family continued. And again, we looked at some of the things families were facing in that immediate kind of moment. And the themes had changed because the times changed and parenting changed. You know, so we went from things like juggling schedules and tech dependence to really looking at what's happening now. Now we have some schools that are outlawing kids having their cell phones. They have to lock them up when they come into school, and then they pick them up on the way out because of the tech dependence. We have mental health issues. We have safety issues. All those themes that had their base during those family matters kinds of years now are really coming to the front. AI is a huge deal today. And kids who are copying their theme papers and their assignments from AI. I mean, this is happening in real time. So it's an exciting time, as always, to be involved in family life.
What were your preparations like for doing Front Porch Parenting? Where were you getting your information, your themes from? I know you have, you know, experience both educationally and just in family life in parenting, but what did that preparation look like to produce a minute program, which sounds like a very short amount of time, but all of us know the shorter the program, the more you have to prep for it. What did that look like for you?
Yeah, and that's why I scripted everything. We wanted it, Paul and I wanted it to sound very conversational, and hopefully it did. But I scripted everything because we had to hit that time frame, not only for KFUO, but for those 300 affiliate stations who had picked it up and all those outlets around the world. The ideas and the themes really came from my own life. In my life as a PTA president, as a mom, as an active person in my church and community, I wrote a weekly column for the Belleville News Democrat, you know, advice to parents. So I was constantly having this stream of new issues, new ideas, and new themes to pick up. Because in parenting and family life, there's so many issues that can just come up and hit you, and you aren't even aware that those were happening. So what I tried to do was help people look through that Christian lens we had, but look at some of those issues and how we were going to cope, because it was real-time coping ideas that people could apply today and tomorrow.
So serving as a host of Front Porch Parenting, using your own life experience as a wife and mother, what does that mean for your kids today? Mom told all these stories.
I did. And the kids were very well aware of it. And I think each of them had come into the studio with me for a taping session. So they kind of grew up with knowing the media world. But that was the great preparation for their role now as parents. We have five grandsons who are into all the issues that families are dealing with. How do you juggle schedules today? How do you, as a mom or dad or grandma, deal with distracted parenting? I mean, are you putting down that cell phone and putting it in your pocket so that you can focus with your eye contact on the child you are talking to? This is a huge, huge issue. And Andy, I just hope that those listeners are really going to take this to heart and put that cell phone away and make eye contact with that child. IRT in real time communication. That's really what we need. We have a whole generation of kids today who've grown up who don't know how to make eye contact. Does the child that you are next going to talk to know how to look you in the eye and read your body language? These are critical questions for our next generation of communicators, and not just kids on the schoolyard, but kids in church, in VBS, in Sunday school, wherever they are. So these issues that started 15 years ago and way before that, way before Front Porch Parenting, are still resonating in the marketplace today.
With just about a minute left, favorite memory from your time being a host of a program on KFUO?
I love being part of an active Christian community. There's so many things that pull us away from our Christian life. And knowing that Psalm 78, we've been called to tell the next generation about the Lord's power and what he's done and his great deed, I loved that because it was an exciting thing. You know, so often we think that Christianity is boring or old. No way. It is right there. I'd like to quote real quickly, if we have time, Andy, from a speech I gave for the 10th anniversary of Front Porch Parenting on November 8th, 2008 at Concordia Seminary. At that time, and I've got my script here because I sure don't remember what it said, but I wrote, "I don't know the issues families will face on the front lines, but we can be certain that God will bless our efforts. For this is our kingdom work, and for this opportunity, we thank God." And putting that kind of sums up my experience working with KFUO. I've appreciated the opportunity to talk with listeners and appreciated the feedback they've given and appreciated their support too, because it's been a very real thing in my life.
Our guest today, Dr. Mary Mond-Simon, former host of Front Porch Parenting for 15 years on KFUO. Thank you so much for being our guest today, Mary.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
And I'm Joni Harwell.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.